No more traffic nightmares in Bali? Indonesian transportation authorities have provided a recent update regarding the highly anticipated railway project in Bali. Bali is home to more than 4 million residents, with the majority residing in the vicinity of Denpasar and the southern beaches. The island has yet to have a railway system, making it a potential first if one is constructed. The railway network is designed to link Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport directly to the top-rated resorts in the southern region of the island. One possible solution to the issue of time-consuming travel to the airport during peak hours in Bali is to utilize trains to improve transportation within specific areas. This is particularly important due to the high value of time and the concentration of tourism in Jimbaran, Seminyak, Kuta, Nusa Dua, and Sanur, despite the relatively small size of Bali. This could potentially alleviate the problem of lengthy travel times to the airport. This construction project represents a unique endeavor for Bali, as transportation authorities collaborate with partners in Jakarta to facilitate the realization of the railway. In recent years, there have been discussions about the project being developed as an overland rail network. However, as time passes, it appears that the government is prepared to allocate additional funds to expedite the completion of the project while minimizing its impact on the environment. The upcoming light rail transit is planned to operate underground and must comply with established land management laws in Bali. These regulations stipulate that any development must not disturb temples, sacred areas, or the majority of agricultural land, and must not exceed the height of a palm tree. The LTR system in Bali is being developed to address the increasing traffic congestion on the island. Currently, Bali receives an average of 18,000 air travelers daily, a number expected to grow in the coming 10 years. This significant influx of tourists is exerting considerable strain on the island's road infrastructure, which was not originally intended to accommodate such a large volume of vehicles. The construction of a 4.9 kilometers underground railway is estimated to require IDR 5 trillion. If the project is carried out underground, the cost could be 3 times higher compared to an overground construction. The total investment for the entire underground metro system is now projected to be $592 million, or IDR 9 trillion. The planned railway route is set to start from Bali Airport and operate on 2 circular tracks. One track will run from the airport to central Denpasar, Reno, Sanur, and finally Benoa. The second route will extend to Seminyak, making stops at the well-known beach resorts of Kuta and Legian. Local media reports have indicated that the Minister of Transportation officials in Indonesia have announced that the planned groundbreaking for the start of construction of Bali's Light Rail Transit, LRT, is scheduled for September 2024. Upon becoming operational, the railway line in Bali will fundamentally transform the initial experience of tourists visiting the island.